Hello. This is gonna be my second podcast here of astral projection and out of body experiences. Today we will be talking about a certain method here that actually Monroe happened to come up with. One of his techniques. And let me explain it, and you guys can all let me know how it works for you. And if it doesn't, I'll come back and give you guys some more examples. Alright, well, after studying many methods of astral projection, I found that this is probably easiest to do. Monroe teaches these techniques in a week, but they can be easily done in a day with proper devotion. I feel that this technique is superior to others because it does not require intense visualization, which many people cannot do. So, you know, that's a big issue for a lot of people. They can't visualize what they actually want. They can't visualize their astral projection and then become that astral projection. So, this is taken from Leaving the Body, A Complete Guide to Astral Projection from D. Scott Rogo, Pretense Hall Press. Let's see here. One of the chief barriers people learning to project faces fear. Many are afraid that they might die or be harmed in some way as a result of their projection. Nothing could be farther from the truth. The Canterbury Institute, renowned for its occult studies, executed an experiment in projection involving over 2,000 people. None of them were hurt in any way by this, and now, 3 years later, none have complained of any newly arising problems. So, you know, you guys gotta understand there is no fear involved when it comes to astral projection. The only fear that there is what you create. For example, let's say you successfully astral project. If you think negatively, you think, oh, you know, of your Catholic views or whatever, you know, not to pick on Catholics, because I was a Catholic, you know, born and raised, but I'm not no more. But, for example, you think demons are real. You might see a demon, but that's all in your head, and you will create that. If you raise your vibration level and you get rid of the fear, that shit will just disappear. Straight up, disappear. So anyway, I'm going to go along here and go through the steps and see what you guys think. But once you are aware that you cannot be harmed by projecting, you should begin Monroe's techniques step by step, just like I'm about to say. So step one, relax the body. According to Monroe, the ability to relax is the first prerequisite, perhaps even the first step itself, to having an out-of-body experience. This includes both physical and mental relaxation. Monroe does not suggest a method of attaining this relaxation, although progressive muscle relaxation and coupled with deep breathing exercises, inhale, exhale 2, inhale 3, you know, etc., are known to work well. Easy breathing exercises, you know, breathe in through the nose, breathe out through your mouth. One thing I personally have noticed that helps is visualize that air, the molecules, the actual oxygen molecules, or however you want to do it. Picture them going up your nose, into your in your navel cavity, and, you know, going into your bloodstream. And then when you breathe out, picture the carbon dioxide coming out, or just some air. It really actually gets you deep into thinking about the breathing. And before you know it, you'll be in a nice trance state. You really will. It really works well. So anyway, let's get on to step two. Entering the state bordering sleep. This is known as the hypogonic state. Once again, Monroe doesn't recommend any method of doing this. One way is to hold your forearm up. This is kind of cool. Hold your forearm up while keeping your upper arm on the bed or ground or wherever you're at. As you start to fall asleep, your arm will fall, obviously, and you will awaken again. With practice, you can learn to control this actual state without using your arm. Another method is to concentrate on an object. When other images start to enter your thoughts, you've entered the this state that Monroe, you know, classifies as step two. Passively watch the images. This will also help you maintain the state of near sleep. Monroe calls this condition A. So we have condition A, step two. You really, to give you a better understanding of what this means, is, if you ever hear of focus 10, mind awake, body asleep, kind of deal, that's what you want. That's ultimately what you want to get to. I might went a little far by saying that right now, but that's ultimately what you want to be at, is mind awake, body asleep. That's, you know, the best way to put it, because that's what you want to be. Step three is to deepen the state. Begin to clear your mind. Observe your field of vision through closed eyes. Do nothing more for a while. Simply look through your closed eyelids at the blackness in front of you. After a while, you may notice light patterns. These are just neural discharges. They have no specific effects. Just ignore them, and when they cease, one has entered what Monroe calls condition B. From here, one must enter an even deeper state of relaxation, which Monroe calls condition C, a state of such relaxation that you lose all awareness of the body and sensory stimulation. You are almost in a void in which your only source of stimulation will be your own thoughts. So clearing your thoughts is a big deal, because, you know, once again, you have fear, which you need to get rid of. You need to get rid of doubt, which is a big thing that is not mentioned in this this technique that Monroe has written up. But doubt. If you have doubts, or you don't know why you really want to project, you're not gonna be able to. At least, more than likely, you won't. I mean, the first time I projected, I really didn't know what I was doing, and it happens. I was lucky, and you know, I still find it hard to this day to always project. I can't do it in the blink of an eye. I can't do it every night, but I'm getting better at it. So everyone needs to practice at it, no matter who you are. The ideal state for leaving your body is condition D. This is condition C, when it is voluntarily induced from a rested and refreshed condition and is not the effect of normal fatigue. To achieve condition D, Monroe suggests that you practice entering it in the morning or after a short nap, which is, that's perfect, because that goes along with what a lot of other people say. One way of doing this is, let's say you have 8 hours of sleep, alright? You fall asleep at 10 o'clock. So now you're going to be getting up at 6. So you got work. Wake up at 4. You got 2 hours. At 4 o'clock, and make sure to set your alarm at 6, just in case if your experience lasts longer. At 4 o'clock, download some binaural beats. You can check out my one of my threads I made in the metaphysics forums. And you can check that out. If not, you can just YouTube me, highly original, and I will help you out there. If not, just deeply meditate. You know, try to wake up 2 hours before, so you're still a little tired, a little groggy. Clear your mind, and you'll be able to do this. Step four is enter a state of vibration. Now, that's easier said than done for some people. This is the most important part of the technique, and also has the most vague information, at least here with Monroe. So, but I'll go on a little bit here and explain. The best way for me to get my vibration level up, which is what you need to do to leave, you know, this realm that we're in, so to speak, to raise up the astral plane, and even higher than that, you'd have to raise your vibration even more. But generally, what I do is, let's say I'm laying down. You know, my back is on the bed, and I'm facing upwards. My eyes close. I just picture myself floating, looking down at myself at the top, at the ceiling. So, you know, if you're in a standard 8 to 10 foot room with the ceiling 8 to 10 feet high, you know, have yourself right below the top of the ceiling, and just picture yourself vibrating. And try to draw those vibrations and pull them down into your body. That's the way that I've done it. It might not work for you. You may have to look up some other ways. Or, once again, you can ask me and I can, you know, state some other directions for you if this doesn't work. But honestly, try what I just said, and I think it might work for you. If you try to draw those vibrations into you from the projection that you're making in your head with your third eye, your mind's eye, whatever you want to call it, it'll work. Because you really are drawing in energy that you really don't realize that is possible. Once you actually get to this part, you will know what's going on. You will be vibrating. It might seem a little crazy at first, and this is where people tend to either get scared or very excited or overwhelmed. And, you know, because of that, you might jump back down now, you know, jump back a step or something. So you gotta be careful. And realize, I still get excited when I get, you know, I start getting the vibrations. I'm always going to get excited. I think it's because you know what's about to happen. You know you're about to go and project if you finish from step four. So let me continue with this. Many projectors have noted these vibrations at the onset of projection. They can be experienced as a mild tingling or as this electricity is being shot through your body. It causes a mystery, supposedly, here it says, but, you know, like I said, I think it's drawing an energy into your body, and that's what you're feeling. It may actually be the astral body trying to leave a physical one. For entering into the vibrational state, he offers the following directions. Remove all jewelry or other items that might be touching your skin. Darken the room so that no light can be seen through your eyelids, but do not shut out all light. Which, by the way, if you do shut out all light and you successfully project, you may have trouble realizing you've actually projected, because that's, at least for my first time, I had the lights completely off, and it was in pitch dark. I actually ended up sensing the entities around me, which were my spirit guides, but I only sensed them. I didn't really see them, I saw kind of blurs. Since then, I've kept the lights on my last projection. Actually, last night, I left the lights on very low. Just test it. Close your eyelids. Look at the light. If you're not really seeing much, you're good. And last night, I was able to see, you know, vague faces and bodies and other entities flying around. So definitely keep the light on a little bit. Not a lot. Not all the way off. Just perfect. Loosen all your clothing, but keep covered so that you're slightly warmer than you might usually be comfortable, because you will tend to get cold if you do project, end up projecting, because your body is just lying there and you're not really there. You want to lie down with your body along a north-south axis with your head pointed toward magnetic north. That's not something that I've found to be necessary, because I haven't bothered checking out where Magnetic North is down in my room here. But, I guess it probably may have something to do with the magnetic fields, may help. I've been thinking about trying that myself, so. Be sure you are in a location where, and at a time when, there will be absolutely no noise disturb you. This is absolutely crucial. My first experience at being projected was ended abruptly, and I mean directly abruptly, very fast, because I left my headphones plugged in to the computer, because I was playing off my computer, and after 2 hours my computer decides to go into hibernation mode, alright, and I get the Windows sound right in my ear. And that popped me right back into my body, and it's not the best. I mean, it's a cool feeling, but it's kind of weird too. Like, you don't want to experience it. You want to be able to come out of your experience when you're ready to. So I kind of lost some time out of that, but I had actually been experiencing my first projection for hours, so I ended up being alright. So after you make sure you're at a place that no one's gonna bother you, you want to enter a deep state of relaxation. As good as you can, you know, practice meditating. That's the best I can give you. Give yourself the mental suggestion that you'll remember all that occurs during the upcoming session that will be beneficial to your well-being. Repeat this 5 times. That's how Monroe says it, repeat it 5 times. Say it as much as you can, really. And also ask for your spirit guides to help you. You can ask them to help you get out of body. Because once again, going back to my first projection, I was able to get my top body out, but my waist and below I just couldn't get out. And I was actually pulled out by a spirit guide. And I didn't realize that it was something unusual until I was done with it. I was like, wow, wait, did someone really just help me? Yeah, someone did. So, next step would be proceed to breathe through your half-open mouth. You're going to realize that once you're in this deep trance or meditation state, your jaw is going to loosen. You know, it'll be half-open by itself. You don't have to prepare for this here. It'll just do it by itself. As you breathe, concentrate on the void in front of you, which is with your eyes closed, like I was saying, you know, mentally project an image of yourself above you. And I think that's kind of what Monroe is saying here. I'm just kind of adding a little bit to it. Here's what he says. Select a point a foot away from your forehead, then change your point of mental reference to 6 feet. So, you know, I understand that's basically what I do. Except I kind of just start out with the 6 feet right off the bat. But do whatever does best for you. Turn the point 90 degrees upward by drawing an imaginary line parallel to your body, access up, and above your head. Focus there and reach out for the vibrations at that point and bring them back in your body. So this goes along exactly with what I was saying. You know, I personally project a copy of myself looking down, like I said, and pull vibrations from that. And like I said, I think you're just pulling in energy, and we all have that power to do that. You just need to realize it's possible. And people who don't even know it's possible, and they try it, they'll end up being very surprised. Let's see here. Even if you don't know what these vibrations are, you will know when you have achieved contact with them, which is something else I already stated as well. Step 5. Learn to control your the vibrational state. Practice controlling them by mentally pushing them in your head, down your toes, making them surge throughout your entire body, and producing vibrational waves from head to foot. To produce this wave effect, concentrate on the vibrations and just mentally push a wave out of your head and guide it down your body. Practice this until you can induce the waves on command. This I found very helpful when I first started projecting. You definitely want to learn how to control this vibrational state. It's the key element here, because you have to raise your vibrations to get to this level, this other plane of existence. And, you know, your cosmic counterpart is up very, very high, at a very high vibrational state. However, you can still make contact. So that's another thing that you might want to keep in mind. You can always ask your cosmic counterpart, your higher self, your higher consciousness, for help as well. You can ask questions and receive answers. But I have noticed, I just want to chime in here with this as well. If you focus on questions before you project, you usually end up forgetting them, at least when you first start projecting. Once you get used to it, you will remember more about what you wanted to ask beforehand. But let me just keep going here. Step 6. Begin with a partial separation. The key here is thought control. Keep your mind firmly focused on the idea of leaving the body. That's very also as well key point right there. Do not let it wander. Stray thought might cause you to lose control of the state. Now having entered the vibrational state, begin exploring the out-of-body experience by releasing a hand or foot of the second body or the astral body. Monroe suggests that you extend a limb until it comes in contact with a familiar object, like a wall near your bed, for example. Then push it through the object and return the limb by placing it back into where it was, coincidence with the physical one. Decrease the vibrational rate and then terminate the experience. Lie gently until you have fully returned to normal. This exercise will prepare you for full separation. Step 7. Disassociate yourself from the body. Monroe suggests two methods for this. The first method is to lift out of the body. To do this, think about getting lighter and lighter and lighter after entering the vibrational state. Think about how nice it would be to float upward. Keep this thought in your mind at all costs and let no extraneous thoughts interrupt it. Like I said, keep your mind clear and focused on what you're trying to achieve. An out-of-body experience will occur naturally at this point if you're doing, you know, everything right. Another method, though, is the rotation method or the rollout technique. I'm sure most of you have heard of this. When you have achieved the vibrational state, try to roll over as if you were turning over in your bed. Do not attempt to roll over physically, though. Try to twist your body from the top and virtually roll into your second body, aka astral body, right out of your physical self. At this point, you will be out of the body, but next to it. Think of floating upward, and you should find yourself floating above the body. Monroe suggests you begin with the lift-out method, but argues that both are equally, the same, basically. They're both efficient. If, after all this, you still can't project, I recommend looking up other methods, or you can YouTube me, and you can also look out for further podcasts I will be making. This is going to be a series. I'm going to help, try to help you guys and help people that are new or having troubles here with projection, because we all can learn from each other. So, you know, like the comments I chimed in here with, you know, they were in addition to Monroe's method. So I'm sure, hopefully, some of you will find this helpful. So that about does it for part 2. I hope you guys enjoyed. Please comment. Let me know what you guys think. If you want me to add anything in the next podcast, just let me know. All right? Thanks.